KASM. Of course, you can listen to it on KASM, 1150 AM, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and we do stream online at mychasm.com. Barry is recording our Dick Putt show tonight, so Kirby will put that up on our website beginning tomorrow at some point. So that's mychasm.com, mychasm.com. You can scroll across the top. You'll see the sports tab. Click on the sports tab, and in that sports tab, you'll see Dick Putt shows. And you can get the rebroadcast of the Dick Putt show right there on our website. Dick Putt show tonight brought to you by Luxembourg Feed Service, Albany and Richmond A&W, Joel Schneider Service of Albany, Oakmont Capital Services, Welds of Albany, Will and Bring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, the Central Minnesota Realty, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Gilk Services, Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, over in New Munich, Sauk Center and Long Prairie, Kensington Insurance Agency, Albany Chrysler Center, West Central Sanitation, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Westside Liquor, Waite Park, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Corky's Bar in Richmond, bringing us our Dick Putt show, as is Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Fiber Communications, The Wood Shop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge over in El Rosa, Hapley's Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating, Freeport State Bank, Kramer Lumber, Melrose and Sauk Center, and the fine folks over at Meyergrove Gas and Grocery, the Sauk Center Herald and Star Post, and Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance Agents in Cold Spring. Our Dick Putt Show sponsors tonight here on KASM Radio. And the busy Dick Putt Show it is this evening, and we are going to first of all start out the Dick Putt Show by, I guess, congratulations are in order to Tom Niehaus of Richmond making it to the Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame. So, Tom, I know you're out there listening. He listens, a faithful listener of the Dick Putt Show. So congratulations on making it to the Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame here in Minnesota. Mr. Tom Niehaus, well-deserved. All right, let's go to the County Line League tonight. And in the County Line League on Friday night, Regal taking on New London Spicer. Regal defeats New London Spicer by a score of 10-3. 10 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Regal. 3 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors for New London Spicer. Grant Paprath on the mound to pick up the win with 6 strikeouts, relieved by Luke Knutson in the ninth, and the catcher was Gabe Roman. For New London Spicer, Sam Ederman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jet Salonik in the sixth, Caden Hansen in the eighth, and the catcher, Derek Dizal. Hitting highlights for Regal on Friday night, Nathan Meyer was 3-for-5 with a double. Shane Rademacher, 1-for-4, he had a double and 3 RBIs. Bennett Schultz had a double. Braden Skindelin was 2-for-4. And Luke Knutson, 1-for-4 with a solo home run in the first inning. For New London Spicer, Jake Rambo, 1-for-2, Jake with a double. So a final on Friday night, it was Regal 10 and New London Spicer 3. We had one other game on Friday night in the County Line League, saw Starbuck defeat Sunberg 11-0, 11-0 Starbuck over Sunberg. On Sunday in the County Line League, New London Spicer, they defeated Starbuck by a score of 8-6. New London Spicer over Starbuck 8-6. And on Sunday, it was Norway Lake Sunberg over Painesville 5-3, 5-3 today. Regal also in a tournament on Saturday and today. And on Saturday, Regal taking on Sacred Heart. They beat Sacred Heart 5-4. Sacred Heart beats Regal 5-4. 5 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Sacred Heart. 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Regal. Jordan Wozmek starts on the mound, relieved by Brandon Wadle in the fourth. Nathan Meyer in the seventh will take the loss. And Brandon Hoberg gets the win for Sacred Heart. Some hitting highlights for Regal. Aiden Andreessen was 2-for-4 with a double, and Luke Knutson had a double as Sacred Heart beats Regal on Saturday 5-4. Regal had another game. It was rained out against Castlewood, so that game rained out. They were in the bottom of the third inning. And then Regal took on Rosen today, and Rosen defeats Regal by a score of 6-5. Six runs, seven hits, and an error for Rosen. Five runs, eight hits, no errors for Regal. Christian Catton on the mound will pick up the win. His catcher, Landon Weber. And for Regal, Brandon Carlson starts, takes a loss as he goes the distance. His catcher, Gabe Roman. Hitting highlights for Rosen today, Drew Boots with a double, Peyton Rademacher with a double, and Christian Layton had a three-run homer in the sixth inning. For Regal this afternoon, Nathan Meyer, 2-for-4. He had two home runs, solo home run in the third, solo home run in the seventh for Nathan. Shane Rademacher had a two-run homer in the third, and Tyler Keeman and Jordan Wozmik each with doubles. A final this afternoon from that tournament Regal was in, it was Rosen 6 and Regal 5. All right, let's go over to the Resorters League. I got a couple scores tonight from that Resorters League. And they were both Sauk Center scores. Sauk Center at Long Prairie on Friday night. This one goes 11 innings. Sauk Center defeats Long Prairie 3-2 in 11. Three runs, six hits, six errors for Sauk Center. Two runs, five hits, and an error for Long Prairie. On the mound, Jack Miller gets a complete game victory for Sauk Center as he struck out 18 batters. The catcher, Jake Haskamp. For Long Prairie, Eric Hinnenkamp starts, relieved by Ephraim Schwarzentruber in the ninth inning. He'll take the loss in the catcher, Colden Park. Hitting highlights for Sauk Center on Friday night, Evan Zales, 2-for-4. Derek Holm, Andrew Rosling, Shane Traddles, Brian Boyning, all with singles. For Long Prairie, Ty Ehrman, Eric Hinnenkamp, Gavin Musehuber, Boston Mitzel, and Brett Stericker, all with singles. Andrew Rosling scoring the game-winning run on a ground out in the 11th inning. Miller struck out the last three batters of the game with two runners on base. That was a final on Friday night, Sauk Center 3. Long Prairie 2. On Saturday, Ashby was at Sauk Center, taking on the Titans, and Ashby defeats Sauk Center 9-8. Nine runs, 16 hits, five errors for Ashby. Eight runs, 16 hits, three errors for five errors for Sauk Center. Carter Sprangler on the mound, relieved by Torn Olson in the ninth. He gets the win, and the catcher, Mastin Hoff. For Sauk Center, Sean Hyung starts, relieved by Andrew Rusling in the seventh. He'll take the loss. Jake Haskamp in the ninth. And the catchers, Jake Haskamp and Andrew Rusling. Some hitting highlights for Ashby on Saturday. Mastin Hoff was 4-for-5. Noah Johnson, 2-for-5 with two doubles. And Hunter Norby, 3-for-5 with a solo home run in the sixth. For Sauk Center, Jake Haskamp, 3-for-5. Isaac Relke, 3-for-5 with a double. Jared Gessel had a solo home run in the fifth. As Sauk Center had tied the game in the top of the ninth inning, Ashby scored the game winner in the bottom of the ninth for the win. Final on Saturday, Ashby 9, Sauk Center 8. All right, when we come back here on the Dick Putz Show, we'll have scores and highlights coming from the Victory League right after these messages.
Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech Windows and Doors for your building or remodeling. Kramer Lumber, Melrose, and Sauk Center. For over 30 years, Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of Central Minnesota. They have high-quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service in Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to area teams this amateur baseball season.
is a career at Wells.
Work on projects from across the nation, right here in Minnesota, by taking your career to the next level at Wells. Hey, it's Cassie. Wells just recently acquired Gate Precast and now has over 20 locations throughout the U.S. If you are ready to be part of an industry-leading team, apply today at Wells or online at wellsconcrete.com.
Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance.
Life insurance isn't about you. It's about protecting the people you love the most. Located in Cold Spring, we will walk you through a customized plan tailored to fit your needs and your budget. The greatest gift you can give is a safe and secure future for those closest to you. Check out DustinUpgren.com, swing into our office, or give us a call for small town service with big time life insurance coverage. Serving all of Central Minnesota.
For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Victory League on Saturday in the Victory League. Randall at Piers taking on the Lakers, and in 8 innings, the Piers Lakers defeat Randall 13-1, 13 runs, 15 hits, no errors for the Piers Lakers, 1 run, 3 hits, 2 errors for Randall. On the mound for the Piers Lakers, Carter Petron gets the win, relieved by Noah Sakala in the 6th, Ryan Chmielewski in the 7th, and the catcher Brady Petron. For Randall, Zach Wass starts, taking the loss, relieved by Charlie Schmea in the 6th, and the catcher Matt Otremba. Hitting highlights for the Piers Lakers on Saturday, Preston Rushlow, 3-for-4 with a solo home run in the 2nd and a 3-run homer in the 6th. A 3-run homer, again, in the 6th for Rushlow. Carter Petron, 3-for-4 with a double. Brady Petron, a 3-run home run in the 8th inning. For Randall, Rick Drew had a double, and Alex Guast and Zach Guast each with singles. A final on Saturday in 8 innings, the Piers Lakers 13 and Randall 1. Randall taking on the Piers Brewers on Saturday, and the Piers Brewers defeat Randall 4-3. 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Piers Brewers. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Randall. On the mound for the Piers Brewers, Preston Schomer gets the win, relieved by Derek Damon in the 6th. He'll get the save. And the catcher, Caden Krusik. For Randall, Adam Neibauer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Nate Benning in the 7th. And the catcher was Alex Zwack. Hitting highlights for the Brewers on Saturday, Ryan Stuckemeyer, 2-for-4. Caden Krusik was 2-for-3, and Preston Beath had a double. Final again on Saturday had the Piers Brewers defeating Randall 4-3. Piers Brewers taking on the Piers Bulldogs on Saturday. And that final, 9-3, the Bulldogs beat the Brewers. That game shortened to 6 innings because of rain. The Bulldogs, 9 runs, 11 hits, and an error. The Piers Brewers, 3 runs, 2 hits, and 1 error. For the Bulldogs, Brian Haberman gets a complete game win, his catcher Teddy Daler. For the Brewers, Derek Damon starts, taking the loss, relieved by Caden Krusik in the 3rd, and Michael Nazurka was the catcher. some hitting highlights for the Pierce Bulldogs. Sawyer Locker was 2-for-3 with a double. Link Topes, 2-for-3, and Teddy Daler had a double. For the Pierce Brewers, Caden Krushek, solo home run in the first inning. Philip Zinda had an RBI double in the sixth inning. For Randall, Zach Guast was 2-for-4, and Braxton Santala had a double. So a final again on Saturday had the Pierce Bulldogs defeating the Pierce Brewers in a rain-shortened six-inning game, 9-3. Freeport at Opole on Saturday, and Opole defeats Freeport by a score of 6-2. 6 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for Opole. 2 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Freeport. Opole's Drew Lang gets the win, relieved by Sam Butler in the 5th inning, and David Hine in the 8th inning, the catcher Dirk Sopots. For Freeport, Caden Topkus starts taking the loss, relieved by Carter Neuenschwander in the 8th for Freeport. Some hitting highlights for Opole. Isaiah Folsom was 3-for-4. Drew Lang, 2-for-3, Luke Bienick and Mason Patrick each with doubles. For Freeport, Brian Benson, 1-for-3, and Dominic Ritter had a double. A final on Saturday had Opole defeating Freeport 6-2. Sunday's ball game, St. Wendell at Uppsala this afternoon, and St. Wendell defeats Uppsala 6-2. 6 runs, 5 hits, 4 errors for St. Wendell, 2 runs, 5 hits, 5 errors for Uppsala. Connor Breath on the mound gets the win for St. Wendell, relayed by Aiden Mikulski in the 8th. He gets the save, the catcher Logan Harn. For Uppsala, Matt Swanson gets a complete game for him. He takes the loss, and his catcher Justin Cheon. Some hitting highlights for St. Wendell. Brandon Diekman, 2-for-3 with a solo home run in the 4th. And a 2-run homer in the 6th, and Tanner Reese was 2-for-4. For Uppsala, Hunter Moore had a double. A final today had St. Wendell defeating Uppsala 6-2. Avon taking on Buckman today, and Avon defeats Buckman by a score of 7-4. 7 runs, 13 hits, 1 error for Avon, 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Buckman. Drew Leeser on the mound for Avon will get the win. He was relayed by Ilian Mesquita in the 6th inning, Reese Gregory in the 9th inning, and the catcher was Carter Holthaus. For Buckman, Matt Takis starts, and Matt will take the loss, relayed by Reese Young in the 8th inning, and the catchers Matt Cummett and Kyle Wincher. Some hitting highlights for Avon, Caleb Curry, 2-for-4 with a double, Caden Mork, Elliot Burnett, Ilian Mesquita, Reese Gregory, all had 2 hits today for Avon. Matt Takis, he was 2-for-5 with a double. A final this afternoon from Buckman, Avon 7 and Buckman 4. St. Stephen taking on Sobieski today, and Sobieski defeats St. Stephen by a score of 6-1. 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Sobieski, 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors for St. Stephen. Matt Philippi gets the win, relieved by Bo Thoma in the 7th inning. He'll get the save, and the catcher was Gabe Hirsch. For St. Stephen, Jack Greenland takes the loss, relieved by Nick Krippner in the 8th, and the catcher Matt Meyer. Hitting highlights for Sobieski today, Colin Ekman, 2-for-4 with a double. Matt Philippi, 2-for-4. Matt, solo home run in the 5th inning. Hudson Philippi had a solo home run in the 2nd inning, and Bo Thoma solo home run in the 6th inning, all for Sobieski today. For St. Stephen, Sam Holthaus, 2-for-4, solo home run in the 5th inning, and Cole Fuker doubled for St. Stephen as Sobieski defeats St. Stephen today 6-1. Foley at Nisswa this afternoon, and Foley defeats Nisswa by a score of 10-3. 10 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for Foley. 3 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Nisswa. Josiah Peterson starting on the mound will pick up the win, relieved by Drew Beyer in the 6th, Hunter Hammers in the 9th, and the catchers were Ian Bunwald and Alex Foss. For Nisswa, Nick Ackerman starts taking the loss, relieved by Ben Dornsauf in the 2nd, Blaine Hardy in the 5th, and the catcher Matt Kasperson. Some hitting highlights for Foley today. Lane Olson, 2-for-4 with a double. Dan Murad was 2-for-4. Chuck Hackett had a 2-run homer in the first inning. For Nisswa, Sam Peterson had a double. Final this afternoon from Nisswa, Foley 10, Nisswa 3. Just got some scores here. Opole at St. Matthias today. Opole defeats St. Matthias 5-2. And Royalton was at Aiken today. Royalton defeats Aiken 8-7 in 12 innings. So the Victory League loaded with scores and highlights. When we come back, we'll go over to the Central Valley League, and we'll do some Sauk Valley League scores for you right after these messages.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Oakmont Capital Services, your choice for equipment financing in Albany. With a proven track record since 1998, Oakmont has been a trusted provider of equipment financing and working capital nationwide. Our professionals, based in Minnesota and Pennsylvania, bring a wealth of knowledge and a high-tech, high-touch approach to securing a commercial loan. We implement the latest technology and pair you with a dedicated representative, ensuring you always have one-on-one guidance to our streamlined approach. At Oakmont Capital Services, we take pride in helping small to medium-sized business owners finance new and used commercial equipment across a wide range of industries. We provide fast, easy, flexible, and reliable commercial financing for construction, lawn and tree care, agriculture, healthcare, manufacturing, local hauling, and many other sectors. Our team is passionate about helping fuel business growth for our diverse range of customers and partners. With Oakmont Capital Services in Albany, we're not just a financing option, we're a local partner. We make it possible. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
A&W, get ready because the Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger is back for a limited time. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melty American cheese, crispy smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and a crunch of crispy fried onions. Every bite is packed with bold, savory flavors. It's everything you love about a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some. Available at A&W Albany and Richmond.
The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit greenwaldinsurance.com for more information. For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with three locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-2101.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Let's go over to the Central Valley League on Saturday. St. Nick at Pearl Lake taking on Pearl Lake, and Pearl Lake defeats St. Nick by a score of 9-8 in 12 innings. 9 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Pearl Lake, 8 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for St. Nick. Mitch Winicky on the mound for Pearl Lake starts the ball game, relieved by Adam Brown in the 7th, Justin Kunkel in the 12th. He'll get the win. And the catcher was Alex Lensmeyer. For St. Nick, Derek Keekley starts, relieved by Caden Roush in the 6th, Dylan Roush in the 8th, Damian Lincoln in the 11th. He'll take the loss in the catcher, Tanner Roush. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake on Saturday, Adam Brown had 2 doubles, Andrew Schmidt a grand slam home run in the 6th inning, Alex Lensmeyer had a 2-run home run in the 11th inning to tie the ball game up and send it to 12, and Nick Schmidt with the walk-off single in the 12th inning, the win for Pearl Lake. For St. Nick, Dylan Roush, he had a 2-run home run in the 5th inning and a double. Caden Roush was 3-for-6 with a double, and Tanner Anderson a solo home run in the 4th inning. A final on Saturday from Pearl Lake, Pearl Lake 9, St. Nick 8 in 12 innings. On Sunday, Watkins at Pearl Lake, and Watkins defeats Pearl Lake today 8-4. 8 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for Watkins, 4 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Pearl Lake. Landon Nyman on the mound will get the win for Watkins, relieved by Dan Berg in the 7th, and the catcher, Lincoln Hogan. For Pearl Lake, Austin Lensmeyer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Justin Kunkel in the 5th, Mitch Winicky in the 9th, and the catcher, Colton Pruth. Hitting highlights for Watkins today, Landon Nyman with a solo home run in the 1st inning. Matt Geislinger 3-for-3 today with a double, and Carter Block had a double. For Pearl Lake, Alex Lensmeyer was 2-for-5, Colton Pruth 2-for-4, and Justin Kunkel 2-for-3, Justin with a double. Final today from Pearl Lake, Watkins 8 and Pearl Lake 4. Kimball at St. Nick today, and Kimball defeats St. Nick by a score of 8-3. 8 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for Kimball, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for St. Nick. Matt Dingman on the mound will get the win, relieved by Andy Dingman in the 7th, Brooks Marquardt in the 9th, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. For St. Nick, Andrew Bouch starts, relieved by Travis Hansen in the 4th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Dylan Roush. Hitting highlights for Kimball today, Tommy Friesen, 2-for-4. Tommy had a double. Cade Marquardt was 2-for-4. He had a 2-run homer in the 3rd and a 2-run homer in the 7th. Joe Hess, 2-for-4. Joe had a 2-run homer in the 8th inning. For St. Nick, Dylan Roush, 2-for-3 with a double. And Caden Roush had a double. Andre Stang was 1-for-1. A final today from St. Nick. It was Kimball 8, St. Nick 3. And currently it is Luxembourg at the Cold Spring Rockies tonight. They got night baseball going on in Cold Spring. That's Luxembourg at Cold Spring taking on the Rockies tonight. Clear Lake in a tournament over the weekend and on Saturday. Clear Lake taking on the Elk River Lumberjacks. Clear Lake defeats the Lumberjacks 4-3. 4 runs, 3 hits, 1 error for Clear Lake. 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for the Lumberjacks. John Brew will pick up the win, relieved by Tommy Goman in the 7th. He gets the save. The catchers were Quentin Dukowitz and Brock Brown. For the Lumberjacks, Bentley Casey starts, taking the loss, relieved by Caden Swenson in the 6th. Andrew Palm, the catcher. Hitting highlights for Clear Lake, Blake Brown was 1-for-2. And for the Lumberjacks, Will Ambrose, 2-for-3 with a double. Final on Saturday had Clear Lake defeating the Elk River Lumberjacks 4-3. Clear Lake taking on the War Road Muskies on Saturday, and Clear Lake defeats the War Road Muskies 5-2. 5 runs, 9 hits, 4 errors for Clear Lake. War Road, 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. Jordan Kolumbecki gets the win, a complete game. Quentin Dukowitz, his catcher. For War Road, Vance Kleinschmidt goes the distance, taking the loss. His catcher, Isaac Telly. Hitting highlights for Clear Lake on Saturday, Tommy Goman, 2-for-3 with a double. Blake Brown was 2-for-3 with a double. And Jackson Phillip, 2-for-3. For War Road, Brett Cole was 2-for-2. A final on Saturday, Clear Lake 5, War Road 2. And then on Sunday, we had the Metro Knights taking on Clear Lake. The Metro Knights defeat Clear Lake today, 7-3. 7 runs, 9 hits, 4 errors for the Metro Knights. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Clear Lake. Sawyer Anderson will go the distance, picking up the win for the Metro Knights. The loss will go to Jackson Phillip as he goes the complete game, taking the loss. His catcher, Quentin Dukowitz. Hitting highlights for the Metro Knights today, Caden Carson, 2-for-3 with a double and a triple. Jackson Israel, 2-for-3 with a triple. Luke Simpson, 2-for-3 with a triple. And Caden Stern, 2-for-3 for Clear Lake. Blake Brown had a double. Final today had Metro Knights defeating Clear Lake 7-3. All right, we're going to take another break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, it's Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Need the ground cleared, prepped, or leveled? Call your local pros at BNS Excavating right here in Belgrade, Minnesota. From driveways and basements to septic systems and site prep, we've got the equipment and experience to get the job done right. Locally owned, hardworking, and proud to serve Central Minnesota, BNS Excavating is the name folks trust when it's time to move some serious dirt. Call for a free estimate today at 320-354-2550 for BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Minnesota.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. It's manure season. Dairy Land Supply in Sauk Center has the right equipment for you. If you are in need of a manure spreader or manure pump, new or used, then contact Dairy Land Supply or check out our website, dairylandsupply.com. We carry brands on hand like Artex, Hagedorn, Pool, Noon, Kunite, and more. Remember, if you purchase a used in-stock Kunite Slinger spreader, you save $5,000. Also, if you are thinking about updating your manure system or doing a new build, then contact Dairy Land Supply for all your manure needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Your smart TVs, smart appliances, smart security systems all can be zapped out by one power outage. If that happens,
you better get Gilk. Hi, I'm James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
With Gilk Services of Richmond, surge protection for your whole home right now will save you from costly repairs if an outage occurs.
Be safe and protect your home. the smart way. Call us today or visit us at GilkPlumbing.com, a Rheem Pro partner.
Gilk Services of Richmond.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's famous popcorn and have him set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Mallory, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Butch Show forever and ever.
Back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Let's go over to the Stearns County League on Friday night. Spring Hill was at El Rosa, and Spring Hill defeated El Rosa by a score of 3-2. Three runs, 13 hits, no errors for Spring Hill. Two runs, eight hits, no errors for El Rosa. Ben Welly on the mound for Spring Hill. Starts the ball game, relieved by Austin Schoenberg in the third. He'll get the win. Anthony Reberman in the ninth with the save, and the catcher, Daniel Spanier. For El Rosa, Ashton Dingman starts this ball game, relieved by Will Van Beck in the fifth. He'll take the loss. Wyatt Stephenson in the ninth, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill on Friday night, Austin Schoenberg, 2-for-5. Jamie Terrace, 2-for-5. Regan Nelson was 3-for-4 with a double. Daniel Spanier, 3-for-4 with a double. And Eric Terrace had a double. For El Rosa, Ethan Mueller, 2-for-4 with a double, and Peyton Winter was 3-for-4. A final on Friday night, Spring Hill 3, El Rosa 2. On Saturday, our Chasm Game of the Week had Richmond over in Farming taking on the Flames, and Richmond defeats Farming by a score of 13-11. 13 runs, 15 hits, 4 errors for Richmond, 11 runs, 19 hits, no errors for Farming. On the mound for Richmond, Luke Jokola starts, relieved by Talon Bragelman in the fifth. He'll get the win. Grady Notch in the eighth. Tyler Prom in the ninth. And the catcher was Tyler Prom and also Cole Schmitz. For Farming, Ethan Navratil starts, relieved by Owen Sunderman in the eighth. He'll take the loss. Will Mergen in the ninth. Braden Eink in the ninth. And the catcher, Josh Becker. Hitting highlights for Richmond. Tyler Prom, 2-for-5 with a double. Cole Schmitz, 2-for-6. He had a 3-run homer in the eighth. Jack Bose, 3-for-5. Isaac Holthaus, 2-for-4 with a double. Cooper Notch, 4-for-4. He had a double. And Carter Thielen with a double. For Farming, Ethan Navratil, 3-for-5. He had a double and a solo home run in the third. Isaac Knepp, 2-for-5 with a double and a solo home run in the ninth. Adam Winkles was 5-for-6 with a double. Bennett Hilla, 3-for-6. Josh Becker, 2-for-6. And Owen Sunderman, 3-for-5. A final on Saturday, our Chasm Game of the Week. It was Richmond 13 and Farming 11. Sunday's ball games, Meyer Grove at Richmond today, and Richmond defeats Meyer Grove 6-1. Six runs, six hits, two errors for Richmond, one run, five hits, three errors for Meyer Grove. Tyler Prom picks up the win as he starts the ball game for Richmond, relieved by Isaac Holthaus in the eighth. He'll get the save and the catcher, Kyle Buddy. For Meyer Grove, Carson Tyler starts taking the loss, relieved by Jordan Klopak in the sixth, and the catcher, Josh Omscheid. Hitting highlights for Richmond today, Tyler Prom was 2-for-4, Jack Bose 2-for-4, and for Meyer Grove, Nolan Fleischacher was 2-for-4. A final this afternoon from Richmond, Richmond 6, Meyer Grove 1. New Munich at Spring Hill this afternoon. This one goes 11 innings. Spring Hill defeats New Munich by a score of 3-2. Three runs, seven hits, and an error for Spring Hill. Two runs, eight hits, and an error for New Munich. Anthony Reberman starts on the mound for Spring Hill, relieved by Regan Nelson in the sixth. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Daniel Spanier. For New Munich, Ty Reller starts, relieved by Will Funk in the 11th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill, Eric Terrace was 2-for-3. Austin Schoenberg had a double, and Owen Meyer, 2-for-5, with the game-winning single in the 11th inning for the Chargers. For New Munich, Logan Funk was 2-for-4, Owen Funk 1-for-1, and Carter Schiffler with a double. Final today from Spring Hill in 11 innings, Spring Hill 3, New Munich 2. El Rosa at Greenwald this afternoon in Stearns County League action. El Rosa defeats Greenwald 5-0. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors for El Rosa. No runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Greenwald. Ethan Mueller on the mound for El Rosa today will pick up the win, relieved by Luke Dingman in the 8th and the catcher Blaine Fisher. For Greenwald, Max Waylogi starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ethan Edel in the 6th and the catcher Isaac Rosenberger. Hitting highlights for El Rosa today, Derek Wiener, 2-for-4, Hayden Sobiak, 2-for-3, Peyton Winter, 2-for-4 with a double. Jackson Peter had a double, and Ashton Dingman, a home run for El Rosa. For Greenwald, Aiden Hupfer, 1-for-2, Connor Anderson, 1-for-2, and Max Waylogi, 1-for-1. Final this afternoon from Greenwald, it was El Rosa 5, Greenwald nothing. And Roscoe at St. Martin this afternoon. St. Martin defeats Roscoe by a score of 5-1. 5 runs, 8 hits, and an error for St. Martin. 1 run, 8 hits, and an error for Roscoe. On the mound today for St. Martin, Scott Leeser will start, relieved by Kyle Leeser in the 2nd inning. Brady Goebel in the 4th inning. He'll get the win. Kurt Schlungen in the 6th inning, and Tanner Arsenault in the 9th inning. The catchers were Kurt Schlungen and Zach Moritz. For Roscoe, Josiah Utch starts, taking the loss, relieved by Josh McAdams in the 5th, Braden Vanderbeek in the 7th, and the catcher, Braden Vanderbeek. Some hitting highlights for St. Martin today. Tanner Arsenault, 2-for-4. Tanner, a solo home run in the 4th. Kurt Schlungen with a double, and Carter Thielen was 2-for-3 with a double. For Roscoe, Josiah Utch, 2-for-4 with the double. A final today from St. Martin. It was St. Martin 5 and Roscoe 1. I do have some highlights from the Painesville-Norway Lake Sunburg game today. Norway Lake Sunburg defeated Painesville. 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors. Painesville, 3 runs, 11 hits, and an error. Norway Lake Sunburg, they start Jared Cortez. He gets the win, relieved by Luke Ruder in the 8th. Jaden Hengem in the 9th gets the save, and also Cortez in the 9th for Norway Lake Sunburg. Bennett Evans starts, taking the loss for Painesville. Spencer Eisenbron in the 5th, and Eric Paulson also on in relief for Painesville in that ballgame. For Norway Lake Sunburg, Jared Cortez, 3-for-4 with 2 doubles and a run and an RBI. Weston Jurdy was 3-for-4. With a walk and 2 RBIs. For Painesville today, Grayson Fuchs was 3-for-5 and a run scored and an RBI. Luke Johnson went 3-for-4 with an RBI, and Grady Fuchs was 2-for-4 with a walk and a run scored. So a final today, again, had Norway Lake Sunburg defeating Painesville 5-3. All right, that's going to do it for these scores and highlights. We're going to take one more break, and when we come back, we're going to announce our next Chasm game of the week, and we'll look at some schedules right after these messages.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Dale at Luxembourg Feed Service wants to invite you to stop in and say hi and check out the new store and new products. Thanks for your business from Dale at Luxembourg Feed, 21967 State Highway 15, San Augusta. Summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and Fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in the spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and the bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
good luck to our local amateur baseball teams from your friendly, family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. We may not throw 90-mile-an-hour fastballs, but we do have championship-level snacks, top-shelf liquor, and the kind of gas that can get you to the game on time. So whether you're fueling your car or your dugout snack stash, swing by Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery and stock up. We're cheering you on. Now get out there and have some fun. Play ball.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon, and the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here once again on behalf of Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Randy told me I've got 30 seconds. Since I'm no auctioneer, I can't fill the airwaves with too much info, but I can tell you this. Our law firm has been around since before I started back in 1981, and I'm pretty proud of that. Put our years of experience to work for you, whether it's litigation, estate planning and probate, business, real estate, family law. You get the idea. Give us a call. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
All right, let's take a look at some schedules here on the Dick Putz Show coming up. It's our Chasm Game of the Week, yes, and I'm going to be in St. Martin on Thursday night, farming at St. Martin Thursday night right around 8 o'clock. That's July the 3rd. That'll be our next Chasm Game of the Week, so join me for that Thursday night, farming at St. Martin under the lights at Ray Weber Field. Other games taking place in the Stearns County League this weekend. On Saturday, it'll be Greenwald at Farming. That's an 8 o'clock game Saturday night. And then on Sunday in the Stearns County League, I've got Roscoe at Lake Henry scheduled. We have New Minnick at El Rosa, Meyer Grove at Spring Hill, St. Martin and Richmond. Those are all scheduled for 1:30. On Sunday. On Thursday night, it'll be St. Nick at Eden Valley. So St. Nick at Eden Valley on Thursday night. That game gets started at 7:30. We have the Cold Spring Rockies next Sunday. They'll be taking on Watkins. That's at Watkins, 2 o'clock next Sunday afternoon. The Rockies at Watkins. And St. Augusta will be at Luxembourg next Sunday, St. Augusta at Luxembourg next Sunday in their ball game. And then on Wednesday night, it'll be Regal at Painesville on Wednesday night, July the 3rd, for that ball game that's scheduled for right around 7:32 Wednesday night in County Line League action. Looks like also we have St. Martin will host Watkins on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock in a District 6B matchup. So that'll be a rescheduled game. Watkins, they'll be at St. Martin, 8 o'clock Wednesday night, a District 6B matchup, 8 o'clock in St. Martin. That's going to do it. Another very busy Dick Putz show here on KASM. I want to thank Barry Johnson for producing our Dick Putz show back at our studios in Albany. Just remember, Kirby will upload this Dick Putz show onto our website, mychasm.com, tomorrow, so you'll be able to listen to a rebroadcast if you so choose. You all have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. Good broadcast.